Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I cannot believe it's that time. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to the season finale of Social Blend. It is the season 2 finale, so we will be back. But it is still very upsetting because once I'm on my little break, there are days where I'm like, all right, I want to record right now because I have so much to talk about. And I definitely feel like that's how a lot of podcasters are. We all are like, we need a little break. But then in that break, we're like, we need to talk. We need to, you know, tell what's going on. We need to speak about things that are happening. So it's good, though. You know, I definitely need this time. I had a great summer, and now it is hibernation time. That's what I call it. Everyone knows me. Everyone knows that after the summer of hanging out with them and, you know, enjoying ourselves, once that fall comes into winter, George is out. I'm checked out. I don't deal with this weather. I can't stand this weather. I will, though, you know, do little things. I love myself a good winery, so if you want me outside, just tell me we're going to a winery, and I will be there. So, you know, stuff like that. But it's good to have that break, and it's good to have that space to relax. So, I unfortunately will not really truly be relaxing. I have a lot going on, and I can't wait to tell you guys, but bear with me, and I wish I could say more, but that's it. So just bear with me as I go through with everything happening. It's great positivity, great things happening. And could I just say, like, I can't speak today. I can't speak and I can't see. And I don't know what's going on. But currently, I am getting weather alerts. I am, like, the world is falling apart outside as I speak. I am filming this during the week, and it is a tornado outside. Not a tornado, but there is a storm outside. It is pouring rain, but I always say rain is such a cleanse, and especially for the beginning of September. Oh, I needed this, and everyone needs this. With rain comes cleansing and healing. So this is a great positive start to the new month of September. I can't believe we're in September. I know I'm like besides myself, but I'm very excited for this weekend. I hope it's nice. This whole entire summer, I feel like every weekend has been trashy. So I'm hoping for the best for this weekend. But yeah, weather advisories going on. My phone is blowing up. They're saying tornado alerts. I mean, I live in New Jersey. I don't live in the middle of nowhere. Why are we getting tornado alerts? So, you know, global warming is a thing. I feel like everyone says it, but it's like, you know, I don't know. If we become Kansas and, like, we have tornadoes outside, I don't know how I will react to that. I will not be okay. I will need to be sent to a place because I don't know if I can handle that. But until that time comes, we'll be living with this rain and cleansing ourselves. I'm going to probably go out there, say a few little spells and cleanse my body and cleanse myself and push any hate that people gave to me and just throw it out there. Throw it right back to them. So, yeah, I love rain, but I love it when I'm home and I'm able to sleep, and that's it. I do want to, like, ask everyone, are we okay? Because I just feel like this world is falling apart, and I know I don't like talking about the chaos that's going around, especially, like, with presidents and, like, other countries. I mean, it is a mess. I mean, COVID is still on the rise. How is this possible? God. Variants are magically appearing. It's like, I don't know anymore. Like, I haven't traveled in 2 years. So it's really, really, really upsetting. I mean, I used to travel everywhere. So I used to go on weekend trips. I used to go on day trips. Life was so beautiful. It's still, let me rephrase that. Life is still beautiful, but now we just have a mess that we're dealing with. So it really takes a toll. But life is still beautiful and gorgeous, and I love every second of it. But sometimes it's just like, really? Like, are we really getting another variant? You're telling me? Oh, okay. Oh, it's just COVID-45. Okay, cool. Cool, 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 cool. All right. I didn't know. So, thank you. Like, I can't take this anymore. It's crazy. And then like, we all are getting vaccinated, right? And now they're like, throw the mask back on. I got the vax, so I didn't have to wear a mask. So what is going on? All right. Anyway, so yeah, are we okay? I'm okay, but I don't know how much longer this is all going to take. And that's just what freaks me out. Like, how much longer until we're back to normal? Also, I love every time I do an episode, I have my little sheet of like notes and stuff I want to talk about. And one is I'm a pig. I love pigs. I have eaten so bad the past few weeks that I am in devastation mode. I'm scared to even check the scale. The last time we checked the scale was up 8 pounds. I was so upset. I think I'm down now, but I can't. And then I go to the gym to try to work myself out, and then I just get attacked at the gym. Not really attacked, but I just feel attacked at the gym. Like, all these guys are fit. All the girls are fit. Everyone dresses like it's a fashion show. I mean, my sister goes to the gym like it's a freaking fashion show. Like, I can't take it. I'm like, can we just wear anything, please? Like, do we really have to wear Gymshark? That, hello, number one, Gymshark has declined me from... Oh, should I even talk about this? Let me call my agent. Hold on. Ooh. Hey, am I allowed to talk about Gymshark or no? Like, I want to say how they, like, didn't want me for their campaign. Okay. All right, cool. That's it. All right, bye. It was just my sister. She's saying yeah, but I'm saying no. I'm not going to talk about it. But, yeah. Listen, you know what? Screw it. Screw it if they can't take a joke. That's from TikTok. Gymshark does not approve of fat people. That's all I'm going to say about that. So anyway, yes, I'm a pig and I need to stop. So that's why I am taking this. Also, hello, that's why I'm also taking a break, because I'm going to focus on my beautiful body and, you know, kind of get it all together and at least a little skinny. I just want to get rid of my upper chest area. I'm so over it. My legs are so skinny and my hands are so skinny. So it's really just my waist. And how do you get rid of waist fat? Don't eat carbs, which I love eating. Chips, don't eat, which I love eating. Oils, don't eat. I love mixing oils in with food. You shouldn't have seasonings. Just all salt completely ruins your gut. Like, it's everything I love. So until that changes, I will probably be a pig forever. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it help improves your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today, I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. One thing I did want to talk about today, and I love how it's like this is my finale, is fashion okay? Because I went to Target recently, and the clothes at Target are just horrendous. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe I'm just, like, not keeping up with the styles, but I feel like I am. I cannot believe the fashion in these stores nowadays. Horrible. I feel like when I look, it's like a garbage bag. And I'm like, is this supposed to be a jacket? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And the flannel. Can we please get some nicer flannels? I mean, the flannels I have in my closet are beautiful. I love my flannels. We have the nice greens, the blues, the grays, you know, and you mix it all. And one of my flannels are beautiful because it's a flannel, but it's also, I almost said leather. It's also denim, which I love. And I feel like you think, because if I was imagining that, I would be like, it's hideous. No, it's beautiful. Love it. So I don't know what's going on with fashion. It's like weird. Like all the clothes are ugly nowadays. So, and everyone's wearing baggy shirts. Okay. I'm trying to get skinny so I could fit in a normal fitting shirt. And now everyone's jumping to the baggy shirt wagon. Where was this 4 years ago when I was almost 330 pounds? Where was this? Because I would have fit right in. Now everyone is going back to the baggy and I'm trying to go back to the fit. Like, I could never win. That's it. I can never win. So if anyone knows what's going on, if you're a fashion designer, if, like, just tell me what's going on. Like, are they just, like, picking anybody and choosing anyone to do fashion? Because it's scary. Okay, so this story is a mess. The show on CBS called The Talk, it's a daytime television show, is co-hosted by a group of people. And Jerry O'Connell is actually now on it, so he's, like, a part of the group. Is it group or cast? Like, do they say cast? Like, show? I don't know. But anyway, former Teen Vogue editor Elaine Weathroth is leaving the show after 2 weeks from Carrie Ann Inaba, who's another girl who was on the show. They both quit within 2 weeks. Isn't that crazy? So now what they have to do is find a new replacement for Carrie. And now they have to find a new replacement for Elaine. So here was my thing. I was like, hi, my name's George. I've been podcasting for 3 years now. I talk about celebrities. I have been talking about mental health lately. I would be a great asset to the show. I might not bring in all the viewers, but I will bring in viewers. I will, and then I'm like, I will do it for half of what Elaine was doing it for, because I know her budget's high. Even if it's 100,000, I'm like, I'm in, that's it, I'm good. So I live among my means or above my means or below my means. Oh God, whatever. I live around, you know, I don't need the glitz and now all the gold and the silver. I'm good. I like new clothes quarterly and I like new shoes yearly. So if we could get that down pat, we'll be good. So I just feel like these shows, like, they need host that would stay, I would stay. I would be the one. I'll stay. And, yeah, but I'm just, I can't believe they hired Jerry O'Connell. He is great because he was on Bravo a few times. Loved him there. So I definitely think he is going to fit with the rest of the group. I just, you know, I don't know. To be honest, like, I don't watch it a lot. I don't watch any daytime shows because, you know, I got other stuff to do. But, like, if I was on the show, I would watch it. And if I was on the show, my mom would watch it. And if I was on the show, everyone I know would then watch it or at least, you know, DVR it or, you know, whatever. So I could probably get CBS. Hi, CBS, if you are listening. I could probably get CBS around 100,000 views on top of what they have already. So I feel like I could do that. I'm confident in doing that. And then I feel like once I really get into it, then I feel like other people would want to watch it because I'm on. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. You know, the talk. Hi, CBS. I don't know if you're listening. I love the show. I've, you know, watched it a few times. And I will do it for half of what Elaine has been paid for. So, all right, just keep that in thought. And yeah. So, I don't know what they're doing, but she announced it. Or no, I'm sorry. Carrie announced on August 20th that she is leaving. And then... And now this girl is like, I'm dipping too. So, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure out, like, is this something to do in the department? I'm fine with a toxic environment. Give it all to me. I'm good. I will do it. I won't complain. I will comply. I will work. And I will make people laugh. So, just, you know, that's it. But, listen, I don't know. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. They'll always find someone. And all of these old-time reality stars, they are all lining up already. They're already in the back of CBS. Looking. They're already all in the back, like, waiting their turn for CBS. Like, hi. Like, I heard a show is, like, casting. So, I don't know. They'll get someone. But we'll see. Okay, before I end the show, I do want to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Insane. This whole season is insane. I can't take it. Like, I need to watch every episode. Like, every time I'm like, oh my gosh, it's on. I can't miss it. So I do want us to listen to one clip of not this week's episode, but last week's episode when Sutton and Dorit and Garcelle were fighting, and then Sutton and what's her name? Erica start fighting. And I love Sutton was so good. She was like laughing. She's like, don't talk. And she's like, your problems are like, what? Just let's listen to it because I can't explain it correctly.
No. Go ahead, please.
Don't take that out on me.
Take what out?
Anything. No, your problems.
My problems are my problems, and you know what? And don't try to turn them around on me because they don't affect you. So for you to sit there at her house and talk about, well, I don't know. Girl, that small town shit is so whack. Go ahead.
Come on.
So Garcelle was kind of saying, like, I don't want to be in the same room with Erica. Like, she has big allegations against her. Like, this is huge. Like, and Erica's just not understanding because she's a liar. She's a scammer. So, of course, she wouldn't understand that. And I would be the same way as Sutton. I would be like, I don't know if I want to be in the same room with this person. Like, they stole from victims, okay? It's different. And people were even saying, like, well, Teresa stole from our government, okay? Like, the government steals from us every day. Should I not say that? I don't know. The government steals from us every day. So it's like, was she really doing anything that crazy? Like, they did, They take taxes from us for doing nothing. So, like, really, is that so crazy? This is different. She is stealing money from victims that things have happened to them. There was, like, gas explosion, and this person is burnt to a crisp, and he has to live with that every day. He needs his money. He needs his help. He cannot get that money. Where is that money? So, it's so different, and Erica just doesn't understand. And I'm 100% backing up Sutton for that. Good for her. Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. So before we wrap up the season two, I did want to thank everyone that tuned in for this season, season one. It's just such a blessing to see that people are interested and they actually listen to it. Like, when I first was starting this podcast, it was at a time where podcasts weren't really a thing. So it was climbing in popularity, but it was nothing compared to what it is now. Like, now, like, every day, like, 20,000 podcasts, like, pop up. So it's such a blessing. I did it for fun. I did it to talk. I love entertaining. And it really did save me, because when COVID happened, like, there were times where I was like, what do I do? So it's like, let me record. Like, it was just, it's just such a blessing. And, you know, it's two seasons, but it's just been so much fun. And honestly, it should be three seasons, because season one had so many episodes, but I wasn't ready to end it yet, like, end season one, until I was ready to end season one. So it worked out perfectly, and I was so happy to come back with season two, and I'm so excited for season three. I already have guests coming. I already have a list of people that have said okay, so I'm so excited. Like, I'm excited for the break, but I'm excited to come back, because I'm going to have people tell their stories and just their motivation and their will to move on. And I can't wait. But thank you all again for listening, for messaging me, and for, you know, promoting my show and truly just enjoying it. Thank you so much, because I love it. I did want to end the episode, of course, with my quote of the week. And to end out this season, I thought this was the perfect quote, especially with the rain and all this craziness going on. So, the quote of the week is, "There is peace even in the storm," by Vincent van Gogh. And take it for what you think it is. It's so true, and no matter what you do in life, you could always find peace, no matter how chaotic. So, everyone, have a great, great fall and winter. I will be back, hopefully, before the year ends, if not, right at the start of 2022. So, thank you so much, everyone, for your support. I love you. I'm so blessed, and I will see you soon. Bye.